We welcome to the program Lane Lewis joining us. She is the sexual assault response coordinator.
Yes, you got it right.
I got that right. Wow.
Thank you for having me here, Greg.
Delighted to have you explain what that's all about.
Yes, well, the Sexual Assault Response Team, or the Jackson County SART, is a collaborative multidisciplinary team made up of agencies that respond to sexual violence in Jackson County.
And it's quite a list, isn't it?
It is. We have over 12 agencies represented at this time. And would you like to know who they are?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the Jackson County Prosecutor on our team, as well as several police or law enforcement agencies. So we've got Michigan State Police, the Jackson Police Department, Blackman-Leone Township. We have a representative from the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. We also have the Child Advocacy Center and the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners at Henry Ford. AWARE, of course, is leading the charge there. And then we have Adult Protective Services, the Health Department, Jackson County Dispatch, and Victim Rights.
And I guess these cases get so complex. You need all these people.
Yes. So when someone experiences sexual violence, it can have a really big impact in their life. So a lot of times they do have to access quite a number of agencies, talk to quite a number of people. And it's helpful if we have an effective response that's collaborative, efficient, not any gaps in services or redundancies. So that's what we're all doing.
So what do? Coordinate the whole?
Yes. So I coordinate the team. I invite new partners to join whenever it becomes clear that they're a part of the response effort. I lead our meetings. We meet once a month. Mm-hmm. And so a SART is actually a national model. So there is some sense of what a SART accomplishes. But you always want to make sure that that's relevant to your local area and to your community's resources and needs. So I try to take a pulse on what those resources and needs are. And we lead the team in that direction. But it's very much a collaborative approach.
So what happens if somebody's a victim? Do they come to you to kind of get started? Or how does that work?
No. So they can actually access any of those community partners, and they do regularly, right? So people will go into the police precincts. People will go into the hospital, the emergency department, where a forensic nurse examiner is, and people will come into AWARE or call AWARE. And from there, they can access any of the services of these providers. What we do is make sure that those providers are actually working together and helping them to navigate that complex maze of services. And then AWARE also provides an advocate to help them to be able to work through one step to another in a way that makes sense and is trauma-informed.
So what are your thoughts? How long have you been there?
So I've been here since April, so it's a pretty new team. We started just in April, and we've been talking about it for about a year before that.
What are your thoughts about AWARE?
AWARE is a wonderful agency to work with. I feel very privileged. We're doing a new sexual assault program. I mean, we've had some services in the past, but we're really expanding it. So it's an exciting time to be there.
So always the question is, how are we doing here? Locally, is this a big issue locally, or
sexual violence is a big issue everywhere, Greg? Yeah. And I think that Jackson is no exception. I would say that what was surprising to me when I came to Jackson to do this work is how ready the community was to respond and work together. And I think in that way we're really lucky. It's not to say we don't have a problem in Jackson with sexual violence. It's just to say that I think we're ready to do better.
Yeah, we see often in the media, even on TV, people that get away with sexual assault, violence. Mm-hmm. Are we making strides in that regard?
Yes. You know, the hope of a team like this is always that it will create a more effective response. So if you've got prosecutors talking regularly with police, with nurse examiners who provide forensic evidence, with advocates who get victims from point A to point B to point Z in the process, when all of those people are working together, it can only improve for better convictions, for more effective evidence. Unfortunately, this is the kind of crime that doesn't always lead to evidence that would be necessary in a court. So you are seeing a lot of difficulty with that process, but we're going to do better. We're going to do the best we can.
How does the Jackson community fit into all this?
Well, I believe that there are a lot of people in Jackson that are currently providing support and services to survivors of sexual violence who aren't even a part of our team yet. So for starters, we'd love to have them be a part of the team. If they want to get a hold of me, they can always reach me at AWARE. And again, my name is Lane Lewis, so they can just contact me there. And then also, as a community, I think that we can both be informed about sexual violence. I think we all think we know about it, but we actually don't have much factual information about sexual violence, and also be informed about how to support survivors. And AWARE does have several opportunities to equip our community to do that. And so anytime they'd like to come and take advantage of those opportunities, that's great.
And it's kind of a crime that, I don't know if it's hidden, but it's sometimes it's hard to pick. It might be your neighbor and you might have no idea.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, you know, people think, oh, it's these monsters and you'd be able to identify them. It's just not like that. Sometimes sexual violence is very private and it can be difficult to know what's really going on.
And hard to even make that initial phone call to somebody that that it's going on.
Yes,
you must see that all the time.
It's incredibly difficult for victims and survivors to disclose sexual violence. It's always difficult to wonder if your community will believe you. And sometimes people have a hard time identifying that that's even what happened to them in the first place. I think sometimes it's been so normalized that it takes them a while to be able to say, wait a minute, is that what happened to me? And then to be able to come forward, it takes an even longer amount of time. There's a lot of shame associated. Obviously, there's nothing to be ashamed about because they're not the one who did something wrong. But that's unfortunately what we see pretty often is a real delay in disclosure. Someone takes some time to process it and to be able to come forward.
So, Lane, are you looking for more partners or even the business community?
We always have, you know, I think that it takes a whole community to respond to this. So, yes, if the business community wants to engage with us, we can use all hands on deck here, right? Especially if there's anyone who is providing services or supports right now. Sometimes it's faith leaders. Sometimes it's schools. If there's anyone who's going, hey, wait a minute, we need to be a part of that team. We are definitely an open team. We want to make sure that everyone's equipped and included in the effort. So.
Well, good luck to you. You're kind of just getting underway, really.
We are. We started 6 months ago, but honestly, I'm really impressed with what kind of progress we're making already.
Beautiful. Nice to meet
Great.
You.
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
You bet. Lane Lewis, she's running the SART, S-A-R-T program at AWARE, and you can call Elaine or Lane.
Yes, or email as well.
At this number.
Well, I would, if they could email me, it would be llewis@awareshelter.org. That's llewis@awareshelter.org, L-L-E-W-I-S.